Hi everyone, it is Eric Marcus, and it is the most wonderful time of the year. I'm not talking about Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa. No, I'm just saying it is Thursday, August 18th, and time for another edition of Eric Steiner. Thank you so much for joining me this week, and I have a terrific show on the way. Let me tell you what is coming up. Our news for the week and our top story. And that will be the subject of recent developments that could let people eat all the meat they want while making farmed animals obsolete. Yeah, you heard this right. There's a lot to be excited about here. And today I'm going to offer some extended commentary because this is just such an important issue. In the past few years, NASA has developed technology that allows a single cell of flesh to be replicated into thousands of cells. And it doesn't matter what kind of flesh we're talking about. Could be fish, could be chicken, could be beef, could even be human. But the initial idea was that this technology could be used on long space voyages where the ability to manufacture modest amounts of meat taken from an animal cell culture of your choice, and to have this go on in flight could provide astronauts with a lot more variety in their diets. As it stands today, NASA has already sweated the details and proven that it is indeed possible to make small amounts of meat from just a single cloned cell. Now, a number of university researchers are trying to scale this technology up so that it can feed not just future space astronauts, but the rest of us here on Earth. There is a lot of excitement here because there is a strong possibility that as this technology evolves, it will become much cheaper to produce meat in a vat than it is to produce it from actual animals. After all, why put up with the mess, the manure, the transport, and the slaughter when you can simply grow the stuff in vitro? There's no bones or organs to take out and render, no messy environmental compliance laws to worry about, no pesky animal rights people with their cruelty investigations. In consequence, a number of researchers are now doing preliminary investigations to see whether NASA's space capsule meat manufacturing technology can be adopted on an industrial scale. Now, one of the researchers that is looking to improve on NASA's existing technology says, quote, "With a single cell, you could theoretically produce the world's annual meat supply, and you could do it in a way that's better for the environment and human health. In the long term, this is a very feasible idea." Now, so far, this early research is looking into the possibility of either growing sheets of meat on a membrane or growing little blobs of it that are attached to beads. In either case, the meat is then scraped off and refashioned into either something like hamburger or something like nugget-sized chicken pieces. Now, one of the primary obstacles is that researchers realized early on that this flesh must be stretched as it grows to simulate the motion of a living animal and to impart the right texture to the flesh. Now, all of this may sound a bit tricky, but I have to say this is not exactly nuclear fusion when you consider the technical problems that R&D people face in other industries. For example, if you understand even the basics of what it takes to mass produce flat panel monitors that sell by the tens of millions, maybe the hundreds of millions each year, the problem of manufacturing lab-grown meat really looks comparatively easy. Perhaps it does sound a little weird, I suppose, to be producing meat in vats without any animals being involved. But I can't see that there is any ethical reason whatsoever against doing this. In fact, much to the contrary, vat-produced meat has the potential of saving billions of animal lives each year. Keep in mind that once this technology is perfected, really all you need is a few living cells to produce millions of pounds of meat. This vat-grown meat will be completely lacking in nervous systems, brains, and the capacity to feel fear. In fact, if you think hard about the issue, I think you can make a better case that it is more cruel to pick and eat a carrot than it is to eat meat grown in vats